We're actually looking at more than just the discharge instructions, although we recognize that's a very important part of congestive heart failure patient care. A lot of those patients, especially the newly diagnosed patients, have to make some lifestyle changes. So we do emphasize the importance of discharge instructions, and we actually start that process as soon as the patient is diagnosed with congestive heart failure. We call it a CHF survival kit. And they actually, the nursing staff actually start to give that to the patients throughout their stay and talk to them about their lifestyle changes, weighing daily, medications, all of those important things, nutrition. And we also look at what we call perfect process. We actually analyze all of our patients for the appropriate care that they need. Each patient is unique and has different needs, and although the core measures and the HQID project focus us on the best practice, we also look at not just those process indicators, but did each patient get what they needed? If I were a smoker and needed smoking cessation counseling, did I get that counseling in addition to my medications and my discharge instructions? So we really have taken a holistic approach to the patients. And we actually have additional data that we look at for that. And the additional piece is we actually have an outpatient care solutions department of the hospital, if you will. It's really a case management program. And basically what they do is they actually look at our high risk readmission patients for congestive heart failure. And we have funded that program so that they go out into the home and help patients with their dietary restrictions, their discharge instruction needs. We found that a lot of our readmissions have been reduced through focusing on the holistic approach, that patient, what their needs are, and then for the high-risk population, really making sure that, you know, if they're a low-income person and they cannot afford fresh fruits and vegetables, we look for resources in the community to help them so that they can eat a healthy diet and maintain the discharge instructions as best we can to keep them in the home.